All right, everybody, welcome back to our Training Day podcast. I got my man Justice Roper with me right now from FFL Bamboo, who got off to a fast start, was able to grace the convention stage and drop gems on leads with us. And so we were able to get him on the podcast. And I think he has a compelling story. I'm very interested in learning about him, very interested in y'all learning about it so you can become a better agent. Justice, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. Hopefully we can bring some value today and help the people out some.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what I want to know from you, I want a little bit of a backdrop from you, kind of where you're coming from, how long you've been with Family First Life and how you found us. That'd be great.
Sure. So I've been with FFL since May of last year, and just a little bit of my background. Columbus, Ohio kid, man, born and raised. I'm 21 years old, so coming out of high school, went to college.
21.
It was COVID. I graduated in, 21.
Wow.
Yeah. So I graduated high school in 2020. It was the COVID year, so I'm sure you can imagine how crazy that was. I literally graduated on YouTube. Like, they just sent us a video. I just skipped to my name, took a screenshot, and I was done.
Wow.
Like, that was it for me. So then I went to college. I went to the University of Akron for a year. Was like, yeah, this ain't really my deal. Came home, got my real estate license, was doing that. Didn't really find a home in that. Got into roofing. One thing or another, ended up selling security door to door. So
wow.
Now I'm door to door. And it's, I mean, if anybody knows anything about door to door sales, it is not for the faint of heart. I'm talking rain, sleet, snow. I live in Ohio. So it gets cold. It gets windy. I'm talking, I've been out knocking doors with a tornado siren going on. People are looking at me like, you still have to work right now? I'm like, yeah, do you want security? Or like, no. Right. So that was the deal. And then like you mentioned, I'm with FFL Bamboo. So that's my man, Joshua Harris. He was one of the football coaches at my high school. I knew his character. He was a high integrity guy. No BS kind of guy. He's a straight shooter. He used to drip on Facebook and just post different things like, hey, average commission is $500 to $1,000. If you're looking for something new, maybe some additional income, hit my phone, right? So I hit him up one day like, coach, I need you to tell me some more about what you got going on. From there, he gave me a call, and I was like, cool, when can I start? And that was, like I said, back in May of, 23, and I haven't looked back since. So coming up on a year now.
You're 21 years old. It sounds like you've lived a couple lives when you talk about jumping from sales job to sales job. When did you realize sales was the route you wanted to go?
Probably way earlier than I even imagined. I always knew since I was a kid I wanted to be some kind of boss. I wanted to have a lot of money and do things that maybe we weren't able to do when I was coming up. Not that I lived a bad life by any means. It was very comfortable. Never had to worry about a roof or a meal or none of that kind of stuff. But just always wanted more. You know what I mean? So especially going through school, I just knew how to play the game of school. I was never the smartest guy. I was never going to be your 4.0 guy, but I graduated with a 3.5 just off of pure effort, right? You go to the teachers at lunch and study hall and get the extra help and stuff like that. So I think after college, it was really like, okay, I'm going to get this business degree. They got me in a science class. This math ain't math, and I'm paying 20 large a year. I'm like, this can't be the way. And so, like I said, I got into real estate because my parents were in real estate. And I was like, okay, this is cool. Like, I could get down with this. Started going to different networking events, and I ultimately found my first mentor. And he started a roofing company. So that was really my intro to sales. Was the roofing company, because in my personal opinion, and this is no hate to real estate agents, but that's not really sales. Like, I couldn't sell you a house, Mark. You either like it, you and your wife either like it or you don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But there's different nuances to everything. So the roofing was really my first intro to sales. And man, when I tell you, we made a bunch of money quick, and you got to think I'm like 18, 19 at the time. I said, oh, there's no going back, because I had already worked W-2s. First job was McDonald's. I used to ref flag football. I got my reffing license for basketball, like the whole nine. I've done the hourly punch, the punch. And I was like, we just made 10 grand in a month? Oh, yeah. Never again will y'all see me punching a clock. That was it. So probably truly 18, like 19 when I was roofing.
Did you go to college or just high school?
I did go to college. I went to college for a year.
I
did Akron for two semesters.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
And then I finished that semester out.
And the fact that you were in a science class. And I was like, this ain't making sense.
it wasn't making a lot of sense. I'm like, we doing the same thing we did in high school, and that was free, right? And then for me, it was just like, it was. You know, I'm like, bro, we went to a public school, we're learning the same stuff. I still got my notes. Like, we did this 3 months ago, bro. Summer ain't that long, you know? But yeah, the math wasn't mathing for me. And it was just a big disconnect. I just didn't understand. There's too many people out here with degrees that they don't use. I watched my parents both do it. They don't use their degrees. I'm like, so in 4 years, I'll have $80,000 in debt, a shiny piece of paper, and no promised opportunity. That's not gonna work for me.
Got it. Makes perfect sense. And so you got involved with roofing, and that's when you found a mentor that kind of helped you understand the what sales could look like.
Absolutely.
Got it. And so you've been through a couple of different sales opportunities. Would that be fair?
Yeah, fair.
So do you think you've settled now that you found life insurance?
Yes, I tell people all the time, I'm home. I am home. I'm ne if I leave, I'll be screaming and crying and kicking on the way out the door.
Yeah, tell me why. Well, tell us why.
So if you were at convention and you heard this story, and I apologize, there was a lot of people. This is my first convention. I don't remember the gentleman who said it, but he said this is the best car. Like every car has different features, but this is just the best vehicle to get where you want to go. I'm like, okay, cool. So we can make a bunch of money on the front end. If you last long enough, you can get paid the 3 months on the back end. And then every year thereafter, you're getting passive income. Everybody always talks about passive income. Like I said, I come from a real estate background, right? That was the first thing I did after college. Everybody always talks about passive income and you want to do this and all that. I can leverage this to have passive income without debt, without having to call a bank, without having to call somebody to ask for a bunch of money. I'm like, I can provide value to somebody, get paid three different ways, and then if I build a team, I can get paid from that too. I said, wait, what's I said, wait, what's going on? I still call him coach to this day. So if you hear me say coach, I'm talking about Josh. I said, wait, what's going on, coach? I said, that's like four different streams of income, bro. He said, yeah, it gets real quick. He said, I had 48 deposits in my bank account this month. I said, you had who? It stuck me. I was on the phone. I was at the gym too. I'm on the leg press. Like I had to put the weight down. Like you had what this month?
Whoa.
I said, that's more deposits than some people get in a year. In 1 month. I mean, like I said, I've been through it. I'm like, real estate, it's a one and done. You're gonna get your commission check at the end of the deal. It's a wrap. With roofing, you're gonna get two checks. It's a wrap. With security, you're getting one. I'm like, I can get three from one person. And then I can bring value and teach people how to do a very simple task, and I can get paid for that too. And it doesn't take any skin off their back. That was the important thing for me. Like just because I eat too,
Right.
I don't want to take any food off of your plate.
Right.
So when I saw that, I was like, oh, it's a wrap. And I was talking, I just got engaged in January. So my brother-in-law
Congratulations,
to
brother.
be,
Congratulations.
appreciate you. He was
Jeez.
asking me, he was like, what's the career development look like? Or retirement plan, something along those lines. I was like, it's all built in, bro. It's all built in, bro.
Don't
Have no fear. I said, if I do
hate.
this right,
I got you.
if I do
He
this
said,
right,
brother-in-law.
it's,
I got your
yeah,
sister.
my
Don't worry
brother-in-law
about
to
it.
be.
I got it. I got it. Don't worry about it.
I got it. So yeah, man,
That's confidence.
it almost feels too good to be true, but it's really true.
First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
To be getting engaged at 21 says a lot about you as well. But at 21, to be in insurance and having success in insurance, most people get in the insurance industry, start having success, and they see this as the place to do it. Provided they can sustain the success, because sustaining the success is just activity. It's nothing but, doing the work, being consistent. And so if you can be consistent, then it's an amazing career.
Absolutely.
Most people that I talk to, let me, especially men, refrain from proposing because of what reason, Justice?
They think it's a better fish in the sea.
Not you. If they found the one, what's the reason?
That they would want to wait?
Yeah.
Money?
Yeah, you got it. Sebastian's over here. He's making the money. Because I've talked to so many, I'm in the church world. I talk to a lot of people. And the men, it's usually the hesitation around finances, right? Now, your deal is so different. You're 21 and you propose. So you probably have just this conviction there. And anyone who gets engaged that young, it's more about a conviction that they have than it is the money. But I've seen people in their 30s, ain't married, late 20s, and it's like it's usually for the male, it's usually the readiness to be able to support a family. And so if you got into insurance early, so you're like, you got like the double satisfied, the double yes, right? And so that's incredible in and of itself, but your confidence level and your conviction level on what you feel is impressive.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I just try to look at the, we always say in the office, facts over feelings. Like, yo, these are the facts. It'll tell you how you should feel. You making money, you find the right person. I mean, my fiance, she's great. I'm like, why would I
Yeah.
let this go?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm good. Let
That
me go ahead
makes
and get down on this knee.
makes
You know
sense.
what I mean?
Makes sense. So when you started coming on, what were some of your big obstacles? I mean, obviously you had Josh as a mentor, but you still had some things you needed to deal with. Buying leads, you had already been pitching, you were doing door-to-door pitching, so maybe your structure. What were some of the things you had to overcome early?
Man, I would say lead flow is probably one of the toughest things to tackle and really truly understand in this business. If you can get your lead flow, and everybody's it's custom, right? There's not a one size fits all, but if you can find a lead flow for you, that's the biggest thing. And then, I mean, for me, my other struggle was just painting a picture. Like I said, I'm very facts over feelings. So I'm very black and white. I'm more of a logical seller. Right. And in the final expense space and, you know, the mortgage protection, you probably need to bring out a little bit more emotion. You know what I mean? And that's just not how my brain works. So I had to go through that. I mean, I used to, he's like, how many presentations did you do yesterday? I'd be like, five. How many you closed? Zero. Why? Because your call was 10 minutes. You were like, hey, how old are you? You good health? Okay, we're gonna go Aetna. $60, cool. And they'd be like, let me think about it. You know what I mean? Like I was a roller, and he's like, bro, you gotta get your Bob Ross on. You know, you gotta paint that picture for him. You gotta pull the paint out, find the issue, and let them see it for themselves. Once they see it for themselves, then you'll be good to go. Right. And so I had to figure out even how to do that because everybody's gonna do that differently. So for me, that was through education. I needed to find out, cool, how can I make sure you understand what your issue is? And how we can solve that issue as painless and easy as possible. Right. So we always talk about in the office, we need to ask more questions and shut up. Right. Like you asked your question and let them go. Now, obviously, don't go off the deep end and let them talk for 30 minutes, right, about their grandkids and the boating trip they took last week and all that. But ask your question, get your answer, and keep that because you probably need to use it down the road. You know what I mean? So
That's great.
that was definitely a struggle for me. That's probably the biggest too, was just getting the right lead flow going and then properly educating, getting the pain, and then being able to use that to actually solidify and close the deals. Paint the picture for the client.
That's huge, man. I thank you for breaking it down that way, where you're basically like, look, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna find out their age, I'm gonna find out their health situation, and I'm gonna give them a quote, and then I wonder why I'm not closing. You didn't make a connection. Now, I've been in that position many times. I've been on a roll before where I'm killing it. And so my bravado's making me going, okay, age, da ba ba. Smoke, no, okay, great. Here it is. And then I'll do that for four or five clients in a row and wonder what happened. Then I have to go back into my mind and go, wait a minute, what's not happening here? Rapport, connection, emotion. Okay, cool. You got that, right? And so you figured that out. And so when you think about leads, right, and the ability to really have as many clients as you want, right? What are you doing for leads right now? What is your consistent buy per week, and how many leads are you typically getting?
So right now, it's still a day to day, week to week, month to month. I mean, trying to figure this thing out, right? Like I said, I haven't even been here for a full year. So about once or twice a month, me and Josh sit down, we go over all the numbers from the previous month or, you know, whatever time zone, and we have a strategy session and we walk through it. So as of current, you know, today, right now I'm working about 150 what's called call verified leads. To make a long story short, they're very high pickup rate leads, about 150 of those for a week or 2 weeks, just depending, right? You know, the more conversations you have, the less people you can ultimately talk to, but that usually means you're selling. So it's not a bad problem to have. And then I'm also mixing in smart financial live transfers as well. So for me, presentation count is the biggest thing. Like, how many people are you actually presenting to? So right now, if I have a low presentation count going into the end of the week, I'll turn up my live transfers and go super hard. And in the first week of the month and the last week of the month, because I'm pretty much a final expense agent, I'm going super heavy on the live transfers because people get paid on the first and the third, usually. I know we got the people that get paid on Wednesdays and stuff, but the first and the third is the bread and butter. So the first week of the month and the last week of the month, you got to get that money, because if you don't, you're going to be backdating it to the next month. So super heavy push on the last 2 weeks. Well, I guess first in the last week, and then about 150 call verified leads throughout the month, every week. And those are $11 a piece. So whatever that math is, and the live transfers are like $50 a piece.
How much do you usually spend a week on leads?
That shakes out to about 1,000-ish, give or take.
Okay, that's healthy. And then how many presentations are you looking for a day?
A day, we want about 3 to 6.
That's about 3 to 6
a day. I mean, really, preferably 4, but it really just depends on how many actual hours of dialing I get in a day. My preferred method is 5 to 6 hours of outbound dialing.
Got it.
That's me. So that usually shakes out. I'm a pretty heavy dialer. I use a power dialer. I don't know if you're familiar with Ringy. We use Ringy here in the office. So I just turn on my power dialer and let it power through 100 leads per page. And that's how I do it. So, 200 to 300 outbound dials a day if we got good pickup rate.
Got it. And so when you're looking at 4 or 5 presentations a day, what is your typical close ratio on those presentations?
It's actually way higher than I thought it was, especially as of recent. I mean, it's around 40 to 45% close.
That's strong.
Yeah, so you know what's crazy?
I'm listening to you. First off, Josh Harris is probably pound for pound one of the best trainers I've ever met.
Facts. I will co-sign for sure.
I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing some of those, because he don't leave nothing to chance. He don't leave no stone unturned. So I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing you put bows on a lot of the things you're saying, and like making sure that the stone has been, you know, turned over as many times as possible. And I'm like, I see you. I see the training. I see the cadence. I see it, you know. And so I think that's pretty awesome that you're in his office and you're learning from him, and like you're creating a life for yourself. You know what I mean? In the insurance space, which I think is pretty cool.
I appreciate that. Coach is the man. Like, I agree. He's probably telesales. He's the guy. If you want to learn telesales, come see Josh.
No, he's a beast. He's definitely getting it done. So what are your goals for 2024? What are you looking to do?
Man, honestly, if I'm being all the way real, the first thing that comes to mind is I got to be on stage next year again. Now that I've been on stage already, I got to be up there. Like, it's a different kind of feeling. It's a different experience. I mean, just the elbows and people that you get to meet, shake hands with, I really want to be on stage again. So come hell or high water, I'm trying to get on stage. I want to do Hall of Fame. I definitely want to get on that top producer cruise at the end of the year like y'all did last year.
You know there's one so right when it's now, nice right? And
Yep.
Why can't you get that one?
A little behind schedule. It was a rocky start because December was slow.
All you got to do is outwork it. Look at you talking about the end of the year when you're in the middle of a cruise qualification right now.
Well, listen, I told you, I facts over feelings. The facts are saying we're off pace, but we're gonna push though.
Well, let's push the facts to get the
Absolutely.
To get the
Absolutely.
Get them aligned with the feelings. I want to go
Yep.
on a cruise.
I
How's
want
that
to go on
feel?
both cruises.
How's that feel?
Fantastic.
Let's get some facts to back that up. Make sense?
Yeah, 100%. So definitely want to get on the cruises. And then we actually got a little incentive within the Bamboo Group. If you do 200,000, you get a trip to Jamaica with the team. So
Ooh.
want to do that. Yeah, so that'd be dope. And then man, I actually got a little deal with Coach going on too. We got a little deal. If I beat him, it'll pay for my honeymoon. So trying to beat him too.
Oh, so now it's game on all
Yeah,
levels.
it's a lot on the line
On
this year.
all levels.
It's a lot on the line
I
this year. And
like it,
then
baby.
I want to start building a team, man. I was actually pretty against it at first because I knew some dudes from the roofing industry, that were in insurance, and they were telling me some horror stories. And then I actually learned the business and realized they just did it all wrong. So I want to start building a team. I watched some of the videos, like the Base Shop Builders and stuff on the FFLschool.com. And realize like I'm actually being selfish, not only to me, but to people out there that need the opportunity, same way I did. Like it's people beating down the doors right now who would love to do this and just don't know that I could impact. So stuff like that. And even from my family, I watched the video and again, I apologize. I don't know who did the video, but he was talking about how his wife got sick. She had some eye issues, some stuff like that. He wasn't able to work, but they were able to sustain their income because they had built a team. That really struck home for me. Right, so to not be selfish for my family and the other people's families too. So I definitely want to start building a team this year, and doing it the right way.
That's dope, man. You got a lot in front of you. You got a lot in front of you. You getting married this year?
Next year,
Next
next
year.
summer.
Okay. I gotta ask you because you know that you have a very unique connection here with your eyebrow. Has
Hey,
anyone ever
y'all see
called
it? Y'all see it?
Has anyone ever called you the unibrow?
Absolutely.
You hear that?
Absolutely. I didn't got the AD comments, the whole nine. I ain't as tall as AD, but yeah, man, it's been infamous. Ever since I was a baby, I've had it pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, it came out strong, I guess. Now my hairline ain't that strong, but my unibrow sure is. Hey, but facts over feelings, right? That's the facts. The rope for hairlines be trying to hit the Uno reverse, but it's all good though. It's all good though.
Oh man, I can't handle
Hey,
it. Facts over feelings.
I'm just being real, Mark. We gotta be real.
Yo, I'm looking forward to seeing you on stage this year again as well. I'm also looking forward to the year you're gonna have. I think we want to get you back on here as a guest. I love your energy and I think that you can help a lot of people. So I think you need to embrace your youth, your age, and embrace the fact that you're doing this. And that you probably know a lot of people that would be interested in learning from you. You know, you're in a great training position, so that means you can become a great trainer. I mean, at the end of the day, y'all got roots right there in that office, right there in that city. Why not you?
Yep.
You know?
100%. And that was the mindset shift that had to happen. So it's on the way.
I feel it, baby.
It'll get done.
Well, congratulations to you on your success. You got a strong head on your shoulders. You have direction. You know where you're headed. A lot of people want to follow you, Justice, man. Let's get it done.
I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, brother. Training day with my man Justice Roper, crushing it at a very young age. I think it's duplicatable, y'all. Get with Justice. He'll get you home. Appreciate you, man. God bless.
Appreciate you.
Take care.